Chapter 44, Sublimely Submerged and Released. As I reached the full stop of that previous observation of Seaside Town, see Chapter 43, I realized that Ada is padding down beach towards sea, a cupid come to life she could be, leaving figurine footprints twisted in sand. She does not hesitate, wades right in, water polishing marble thighs, her fingers clipping surface and scattering jewels of water here and there. She draws her arms up and out like a dancer might do, tucks head down and dives, slips into sea with barely a splash. She is clearly not made of stone, and cruises now under surface, pale shadow, but glowing over rounded, moss-tinged rocks, perfectly placed by gravity and wave, one would suppose. Beneath the sea she glides, released from gravity and earth, a shimmering thing. A school of fish she could be. Such unexpected beauty. It goes straight in. The eyes, I mean. Or does it miraculously connect with some other inner part? The heart? A field of moving force, like magnetic. Scientist or scholar I am not, took a different route as previously divulged. The thing is, I've said it before and will say it again, time is of the essence. One does not get to go backwards and revisit done and undone things, the undone ones being the far worse of the two. Her head breaks the water now, sleek as a shag's head, eyes fixed on the horizon. She makes a precise and gentle wake, an artful V, an incision spreading out behind her. Taking it all in is clearly insufficient. One must participate, above all, on this page of life. I leap to my feet, discard tatty apparel and sprint towards the water. Wavelets timidly massaging the sand, me as naked as a babe, a somewhat worn and bony one at that. I rump right on in, making a terrible racket of water disturbed, trying desperately to get out of my way. There are a few yelps as well, no doubt. A thing I cannot help. It's an animal thing. I dive in and then I too become sublimely submerged and released.